We'll get the bomb plans off him when he comes round. Now, you're sure he's got them, Slug?
Yes, your gorgeous fluffiness.
Do not call me your gorgeous fluffiness. I am cruel, evil, and utterly bonkers. Long live Dr. Maniac! Repeat!
Do not call me your gorgeous fluffiness!
Not all of it! Just the long live Dr. Maniac bit!
Just the long live Dr. Maniac bit!
Ruler of all Camden!
Ruler of all Camden!
Hip hip!
Hip hip!
Oh God, you're supposed to say hooray!
Oh God, you're supposed to say hooray!
Well, the way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't, become nothing.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Drop the Pilot, a podcast dedicated to TV pilots that became nothing. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Jim.
Today we're going to be talking about that rather odd 12-minute presentation reel that is called Madness, the Pilot, which is a pilot for a TV show starring the band Madness. And it's very odd, isn't it, Jim?
It is. Am I allowed to swear on this one? Because I feel like I might need to.
You can swear. It is perfectly fine.
It is super fucking odd. It really is. I couldn't figure out at first whether it was supposed to be for kids or not. Because it kind of feels like maybe it is, but some of the jokes are a bit grown up. And
yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. I've got a couple written down that are a bit dodgy, but. But yeah, I mean, it's written by Ben Elton and Richard Curtis, who quite frankly should know better. Ben Elton would have just been coming off series two of The Young Ones here.
Yeah.
And this is before the two of them decided to go and write Blackadder 2 together. But I don't think Ben Elton wasn't a writer in the first Blackadder.
No.
It was Richard Curtis and Rowan Atkinson, I think. So this was their sort of teaming up vehicle.
Yeah. It's amazing, really, that they went any further. You would have thought they would have seen this and thought, yeah, okay, we just shouldn't work together.
Yeah, it is that bad. And it was directed by Jeff Posner, who has directed a shit ton of stuff for British television. He's directed Little Britain and Dinner Ladies. For Victoria Wood and stuff for Harry Enfield and Steve Coogan and Catherine Tate. So it's not as though the guy doesn't know how to direct comedy, except here he seems to have forgotten for a day. This just seems like a bunch of teenagers found a camcorder and then just, absolutely, you know, farted about with it and just tried to be funny with it.
This is like last day of term, and you don't have any lessons. And the teacher comes in and gives you a camcorder and says, okay, just make something. Make a film.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is like the sixth form end of term film.
Yeah. Like, everyone will, like, all the kids will love and think it's hilarious. Yeah. Because they make Hitler jokes. But, yeah, it's quite, I'm going to keep saying odd because there's no other way to describe this thing. A very quick plot, quotes, synopsis. The band is elected as a new British government with Suggs as Prime Minister for some reason, and they move the cabinet to a cafe in Camden, which Camden's a borough in London, for anyone who doesn't know. Apparently I've got listeners in China and Australia. Welcome, by the way, thank you for listening from China and Australia. Yeah, the evil Dr. Maniac and his useless minions acquire some bomb plans, but they mess it up. Madness are visited at the end by their mums, and the band play all the parts. So
yeah,
that's it. And it's really embarrassing.
Oh, God. Thing is, basically one of them, I think, can kind of act, which is Carl, also known as Chaz Smash. The others just are terrible. And I thought Suggs would probably be all right. I thought he had that kind of, you know, cheeky boy kind of... persona that he could get away with, but he's not good. But the rest of the band, apart from Carl, are not good at all. They're terrible.
They've all been, they were all in The Young Ones. And Suggs actually had a line in an episode of The Young Ones.
Yeah,
and
they played House of Fun, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been in it twice. I can't remember what the other one was. But yeah, they definitely played House of Fun, because that was, I think that was the first time I'd ever heard that song when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was definitely, it kind of got a bit more famous after that, definitely.
And that was, that was one of the reasons I liked The Young Ones, is because they had these musical breaks. Was Amazulu or Aswad? Amazulu definitely were in it, but I can't remember if Aswad were. I don't think they were, so I'm talking shite. It was Amazulu, yeah, because I remember the gag. I think it's Rick that says to Special Patrol Unit, the hamster, he says, Amazulu, and Special Patrol Unit says, oh really, I'm a Glaswegian. Always remember that gag. Yeah, and that is funnier than anything that's in this 12-minute pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There isn't. I don't think there's really one that lands at all.
No.
Any that had some potential get completely ruined by the delivery. There's a couple that, you know, if you can imagine like someone better doing it, might have been okay. And certainly in that time with The Young Ones, and I mean, it's kind of a bit sketch comedy.
It is, yeah.
Along with a bit of a plot, like The Young Ones was, so it's that you can see where what they were going for, but
yeah
it's just very badly done.
Madness were in two episodes of The Young Ones. I thought they were, they sang House of Fun and Boring, and they sang Our House and Sick.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the one where they sang outside.
Yes, I remember that one.
So there's some really strange gags in this. There's a line that, like you said earlier, you don't know who this is aimed at. And I thought it was aimed at kids. But then you hear there's a joke about someone mixing up the word sax and sex.
Yeah.
And then you've got Dr. Maniac says, do not call me Divine One. People will think we're wonky or something. Which is kind of homophobic.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe I didn't read it like that. I think it was just meant, people, you know, while they're, this is obviously completely insane, their entire conversation, and he's like dressed as with devil ears, and they've all got weird outfits on, and I think the joke is he's saying people will think we're crazy if you call me Divine One.
Well, maybe he should have said crazy instead of wonky.
I agree, it didn't sell that, but I didn't read it as homophobic. Maybe
you're right. It may not have been, but I just think the wording was sort of off there.
There's also a weird kind of incest joke about...
Well, there is, absolutely.
Where Carl is saying that his girlfriend was with another man, and we work out it's actually her father. And the final line is, well, she still shouldn't have been in bed with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. It's just really strange that they come up with this. I actually did chuckle once. Shockingly, I actually did, but it was a bit of like sort of physical comedy. It was one of the minions gets hit in the head. Burp, he gets hit in the head, and it's just the way he just goes, oh, and falls back.
Yeah.
I chuckled at that.
I think Burp was Carl Smythe as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there you go. Carl's the best one out of the whole lot of them then. But that's the only time I chuckled, and it's only because it was physical comedy. But there was no like beds falling through the ceiling or anything like in The Young Ones, which is quite sad. But then
this was clearly done, I would say, with no budget whatsoever.
None, absolutely there was, zero.
There wasn't any kind of indication that they kind of got any money together to try and do something different. It was like £4.50 maximum they spent on this.
I don't even think Ben Elton and Richard Curtis were paid for the script. That's why it's so bad.
Yeah.
You see, this was bad, right? But I actually would have liked to have seen how this could have went. It's a sort of like a morbid curiosity. It's like, if they actually had money and they did go for like a Young Ones type thing, how far would they have went with it?
Yeah.
Would it have been like, had stunts in it? Or I can't see Suggs falling on a bed through a ceiling.
The thing is, the Young Ones guys would just... they're funny and they're good actors. So, you know, Aid Edmondson and Rick Mayall and Nigel Planer, they weren't something else before. They were actors and comedians. Well, they were mostly comedians. Also, but yeah, they were inherently funny and could hold a character and do stuff like that. Whereas these guys, they just don't have it. So I don't know how much money you would have to throw at it to make it anyway.
No, that's true. Acceptable. And it also helps the fact that Rick Mayall and Adrian Emerson were both fearless.
Yes, absolutely.
And were up for absolutely anything. They would throw themselves through windows and and stuff like that. That's what I loved about them. But I don't see Suggs doing that.
No.
Carl might have been up for it, but I don't see. Yeah, no, you're right. No, I don't think that it would have been any good if they had money. I just still would have been interested to see what money would have done, like how it would have went if they went the young ones route. Would they have had like a puppet sidekick popping up every now and then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would Alexis Hale come in and do a stand-up routine every episode? Stuff like that. But I still don't think it would have been any good because they're not good. They are just not comic performers. I like their music.
Yeah, the first 30 seconds where very little happened, but they played music. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The songs that I recognised that they played was Madness, the first song, which is a cover of a Prince Buster song. They were influenced by Prince Buster. The second song that I recognised was The Return of Los Palmas 7, then Embarrassment, and then House of Fun, and then Cardiac Arrest, which plays for the last, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Last sketch, and then the last, the credits. And there's a couple of other bits of music that I think were instrumental bits of songs that were sprinkled throughout, but I didn't really recognise those. But those are the ones I did recognise. Soundtrack wise, pretty good. 10 out of 10. But comedy, performance, even direction, there's just nothing. And when you see, sorry, I'm rambling, but when you see Dr. Maniac in that, there's a different tint.
Yeah, they've obviously, to be charitable towards it, I think that they were trying to indicate that they would do something different. They would use a filter or they'd do something in post-production if it became a program.
Yes.
So they were just indicating. It was a really basic, it was like MS Paint type graphics over the top. They just kind of made everything blue and saturated. So, I think they were just trying to indicate that's something they would do rather than, if that was the final version, it was awful.
I think they were possibly also trying to tell you that these were different characters as well. Like the first time you meet them.
Could be.
It wasn't just Suggs and it wasn't just the characters of Suggs in that plain dress-up. They're actually different characters. Because then later on, we see them dressed up as their own mothers.
That's quite disturbing.
It was really weird. But that was... We already knew that that was part of the plot because we heard that their mothers were coming. But at the beginning, when Dr. Maniac and his minions turn up, it could have been quite jarring. It could have been like, okay, why are the band now in the park in Camden dressed up? Like this.
True, yeah.
Yeah, pretending to be. So I think that's maybe why they did the different tint thing. There's a weird bit where Suggs is addressing the nation and someone puts a black comb to his face under his nose and it looks like the Hitler moustache.
Yeah.
While he's saying...
Out of place.
Yeah. While he's saying, thanks for voting Madness, the party that actually cares. And he's got a Hitler moustache. It's like, what the fuck was that? I mean, is that? I mean, that's Ben Elton.
Yeah.
Ben Elton wrote that, you could tell. But unless they improvised that. But, it's baffling. But I mean, don't you think that it would have been, like, curious just to see how this went? Or do you not give a fuck at all?
I feel like I've seen enough. I feel it was only 12 minutes and I felt like it went on for a lot longer already. I don't think I could sit through a half hour of it.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you. It's on YouTube, if anyone dares to go and see this 12-minute thing. But instead, just go and watch The Young Ones.
Yeah. The whole series.
Yeah,
watch
the whole series.
Instead.
All 12 episodes. I've got them all on DVD. You can't borrow them, though, listeners, because some of you are in Australia and China. But Yeah, just watch the young ones, because I'm sure that's what they were going for. But these guys are just not comedy performers. If it was just like 20 minutes of them playing music, I probably would have loved it.
Yeah, I mean, for musicians, they're not the worst actors.
No,
I've seen worse. I've seen worse actors who are actors. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, then they are it. But they're not actors. They're musicians, and they shouldn't have done it.
They're trying their best. You can tell that they actually want this. They want, like, because they're fans of the Young Ones.
Yeah.
I heard, and that's why they are. They're the only band, the only musical act that actually appeared in two episodes of the Young Ones.
Yeah.
I think it was one in each series because they like to show that much. So I think they just wanted their own sort of Young Ones show. So who better than to get one of the guys who wrote the Young Ones? They should have asked Rick Mayall and Lisa Mayer, to be honest with you. That they probably would have written better, because it was Rick Mayall and Lisa Mayer that actually kind of carried the Young Ones. Sorry, Ben Elton. But Ben Elton wrote the parts that Ben Elton turns up in the Young Ones. Mm. Which is only like one scene, I think, actually, in the pilot in the first episode. I just want to go and watch the Young Ones now, Jim. This is actually... Yeah, there you go. This has given me the urge to go and watch the Young Ones.
Yeah.
Good.
If you take one thing away from this,
yes,
don't watch this, watch the Young Ones instead.
Yes. So do you have any final thoughts on this then, Jim, before we wrap up this special bonus episode?
I think what it made me think of is, like, when Saturday Night Live occasionally has a guest star that just... can't really do it. They can't really do comedy.
Mm.
But it's that all of the people in this are that person. So instead of a group of brilliant comedians and one guest star who isn't very good, they're all like that.
Yeah. They're all the special guest star who can't act. Yeah. Do you remember that the UK actually had their own version of Saturday Night Live, and then they changed it to Friday Night Live?
Yeah, Ben Elton used to host it.
Yes, and Rick Mayall and Adrian Emerson were the Dangerous Brothers on it.
Yep, and good stuff. And that's where kind of Harry Enfield got famous with loads of money and Stavros. Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
great, it was great series.
It was better than this.
It was much better.
So... right. Well, thanks, Jim, for joining me on this. I just wanted to do this briefly because there's not much to talk about, but that's why it's going out as a bonus episode. But at least we talked about it.
Yeah, we've done it more than justice, I think.
Yes, we have. I think we've talked about it more than anyone in Madness has in the past 30-odd year. So if you like to follow the podcast, I didn't do this in the last episode, I really should have. If you like to follow the podcast, it's at Drop the Pilot Pod on Facebook and Twitter. Send an email to dropthepilotpod@gmail.com. Where can the listeners find you on the internet, Jim?
I do a podcast called Fallacious Trump, where we use the insane ramblings of America's 45th president to explain logical fallacies. So you can find all about that on fallacioustrump.com.
Thank you all for listening. See you next time.